Can we go back for a moment to the concept of necessity? It's necessary. Yes, intolerance can catalyze that awareness that we are in circumstances where something necessary has to happen. Very often, impatience can be a false trigger to coining something as being necessary. So it's very important that we maintain that level of integrity.
And I would add to that, Catherine, efficiency, expediency.
Absolutely. Getting it over
with. Gotta
get
it done.
Yes. Yes. Which is very much a hallmark of societies across the world right now. So to maintain that impeccable level of integrity that allows these changes through this vision to take hold in physical reality, the real navigation of it, not simply the words we speak, but the action component. It's supremely beneficial to examine why it's necessary. Let me propose why. What if there are people in this world, many people, specific groups of people, in fact, who are waiting for you to share your vision in a way that it proliferates in order to organize the populace in a way that renews, regenerates,
replenishes
them, their world, their country, their society, their communities, their tribes, their ways of life, bringing, of course, that sense of there is a chance, there is something we can do. And if you don't follow through on what Jean was saying, what you said you would do, they can't take their next step without you. If there's any truth in that, how does that resonate for you?
It does resonate. It does resonate very clearly that there's when we talk about necessity and try to connect that with vision, at first glance, they feel very different. But I think this is perhaps also because vision, you know, if we're trying to get beyond the hackneyed, cliched view of vision as something woolly, then necessity perhaps brings in the hard edge to vision.
Very nice. Very nice.
Where, and again, in any vision, I think there is a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll perhaps come back to that.
Yes. And
I see leaps of faith as fundamentally good things, but we'll perhaps come back to that later.
Yes.
But again, when we have the benefit of hindsight and we're able to look back and we talk about necessity, then we're able to say there was no alternative, okay? Now, there is no alternative can be extremely dangerous as an idea, particularly as a political idea. It can be used to bully people. Okay, it's a very
silence them.
So it's a very dangerous idea in itself. There is no alternative. But if we come back to the idea of necessity, if your vision is true, and we talked about the intolerance of lesser versions of that vision or compromises that would weigh down the vision or make it impossible, where that intolerance is necessary, then that leads to a vision which is necessary, where there was no alternative possible.
Yes.
So I think listening to you there, Catherine, it leads me to think that there is a hard edge to vision. The necessity of it gives it that hard edge.
Are you comfortable expressing that hard edge in your vision?
Yes, I think you have to.